back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Scott Eckersley, our producer. Give us a call, 393-3700. We have open line coming up.
Why are you wasting your time going down to Ford Field watching this meaningless game against Florida Atlantic?
College football, Tom. Every game counts. There are no meaningless games.
Why not?
That's what people said at Michigan before the App State game. Why do you bother to go? It's a meaningless game.
Oh, you think State could lose today?
Yeah.
You really do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think they will, but I think they could.
Think of what you're missing out on. You're going down.
With that pass defense, yeah, it's possible.
Okay, you're going down to Ford Field.
Well,
you're
I have a job to do, too. I have writing to do down
there. So you have a writing assignment.
Yeah.
Okay, you're just not going down
there. SpartanTailgate.com. I have a column to do, and I have video to do down.
Okay, so you got to do. Okay, okay. I thought you were just going down there. No. I mean,
and when the game is over and we're done, we can watch the
formal assignment. So where are you going to go? What watering hole are you going to watch?
Where should we go?
Are you gonna go to Hockey Town across the street on Woodward?
Maybe. I don't
know. Packed.
Yeah. Any place would be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's.
I just want to get in front of a TV.
You
got to
get through multiple TVs for that 3:30 slot because that's going
to
be crazy.
Where's the best place to go?
Your head's going to be on a swivel.
I know. You know, we go a lot of times about two blocks away from that. It's a town pump. You ever been there?
Town pump.
Yeah.
No.
But I don't know. Maybe we'll go to Chelly's.
I'm not a big. I don't hang out in Detroit. I go down to Comerica one time, I'm good.
Did you hear about Pat White?
What about him?
Pat White, Rich Rodriguez's favorite quarterback of all time, cut by the Dolphins.
Well, he's a college
quarterback.
Signed
a Major League Baseball contract.
Well, good for him, you know, and who cares if he doesn't play in the NFL? All I care about, it, you know, if he's a great college football player, great. You know.
Scott points out he's been drafted by the Angels, Reds, and Yankees, and going to sign a minor league contract with the Royals. Let's go out to our phones, and let's bring in Mark from East Lansing. Hello, Mark.
Or John Freeberg. John Freeberg, you're in the 10 o'clock
John
hour.
First?
What's going on here? Where were you last hour?
Oh, I had some problems with my cell phone, as usual. Yeah. Things kind of garbage, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Crawford, I saw Jordan Beach and Dominic Todd at the game last night. I was hoping they had one more year of eligibility for that game.
Yeah, well, they're on the different things. But I thought it was a hard-hitting game last night, and I thought both teams should be pleased with their efforts.
Yeah, and I think it's easy to talk about winners and losers in high school athletics. There are an awful lot of winners.
Oh, absolutely.
An awful lot of winners.
Absolutely.
You know, the kids, the amount of work that these kids put in, and we heard, you know, with Curtis Nick, what he did in the offseason, we know all these kids do, and then the coaches, the meetings, all day Sunday, they're in the film, they're doing it every night. I mean, I don't think people really have an appreciation of what the mechanics and the detail that sport requires.
No, they don't. You know, Curtis Nick doesn't get a lot of attention, man, but he's an outstanding back. But you don't hear about him that much, really.
Oh, yeah. He's a hard-charging back, and, you know, he got over 200 yards, and he was a tough out last night.
262. Phenomenal performance.
Yeah, it was great. Great environment, though. I enjoyed seeing you, and I felt like I was in Southeast Texas watching high school football where both stands were pretty filled.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, John. I appreciate it. Hey, I got to say
Take
one
care.
More thing
Thanks,
about the Holt Rams, and this is after the game last week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, standing down on the field, and TV reporters are down there, too, trying to get a couple interviews right after the game. And Mitch Zajac comes by.
Big brother.
I don't know if the guy's going to play in the NFL, but someday, if he wants to run for president, he's probably got my
Sharp
vote.
Kid. I remember we had him in studio, his younger brother now playing for Holt.
Turned down a chance to go to Ivy League school to play at Western Michigan.
Yeah.
Wanted to play at a different level
4.0 student, if I'm not mistaken.
I understand he's above a 4.0.
Well, good for him.
I'm
telling you what, he's played in Spartan Stadium twice.
Yeah. Played in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, he did. And he was a Michigan fan.
Going to play at Notre Dame Stadium this year.
Unbelievable.
Western Michigan plays at Notre Dame.
And they play, and they play Michigan again next year, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So that was I'm real happy for that kid.
Let's go back out to our phones. How about Mark from East Lansing? Hello, Mark.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Tom, you still not feeling Michigan, huh?
Well, I'm not sold on Michigan. No, I'm excited about Michigan. But I'm guarded. I'm very guarded in my optimism until I see what happens down in South Bend today in another situation like it was 2 years ago where it's going to be probably raining and you're going to have to preserve the football.
How good is I was impressed with Notre Dame's play against Purdue. I think they might be a decent team.
Yeah, I didn't think Purdue brought a lot offensively to the table, but still, That was a that's still a good Purdue team.
Does Michigan win this game today, Mark?
Yeah, a shootout. I think it's a shootout, but it's a toss up.
All right, you've seen a lot of Michigan quarterbacks. Which one is most like Denard Robinson?
Steve Smith,
just like I said. There's only one that would have that kind of speed, and that's Steve Smith.
Yeah, probably Steve Smith. If I had to make that comparison, I don't think it's that close. But as Michigan quarterbacks go, maybe Denny Franklin.
No, he didn't have that kind of speed. He could run the triple option.
He was clever.
He was elusive, but I don't think he had that sheer speed. Do you think D. Rob's going to hold up on the physical play that he's going to get over the course of the season, Mark?
I don't know. They won't run him as much as they did last week.
I hope not. 29 is too many carries.
Yeah, but it was 29 in situations. A lot of those runs were 1 yard runs, 2 yard runs, which look, they're runs on the statistics. But when you watch the game, you see they were relatively insignificant. He wasn't exposed to much danger with those runs. Bruce Pearl. Why doesn't Tennessee let him go?
What happened? Enlighten me real quick, as well as the listeners.
Well, too many phone calls. And then misled, I guess, is the word he used, and investigators. Then he came clean. And, the funny part of this, and in fact, I got a call from Mike Griffith, who's a big Bruce Pearl guy, last night about 12:30 in the morning. And when he gave his press conference, he was just about to break down, and the fire alarm went off.
Yeah, I heard that.
And they couldn't shut the thing up. And so all everyone's talking about now is this farce of a press conference.
Saved by the bell, huh?
Saved by the bell, absolutely. What do you think they should do, Mark?
I don't know. If we're going to make front page news out of people practicing too much, I don't know how a guy who conducts too many phone calls, has improper contacts with recruits to the extent that the university is going to mislead internal and NCAA investigators can come close to keeping his job.
Well, how can they say that he is worthy of coaching if they've already admitted
exactly
that he's going to receive a $1.5 million pay cut? That's $300,000 for each of the next 5 years. He can't recruit off campus for a year. His assistants can't recruit off campus for a year. Is that the guy you want coaching your program?
No. Three of his assistants are limited in their ability to go off campus.
Okay.
Some have. And the irony of this whole thing is that Pearl was the guy who turned in Illinois, right?
Right, that's exactly. Right. Same
Deion
guy.
Deion Thomas.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. I don't know how we prioritize our coverage of things, but it seems to me that if we're talking about egregious conduct, Bruce Pearl sits at the top of the and then the football team now is also under scrutiny because now the institution, because of what Pearl did and what Kiffin did,
you know,
Jack, how it works. You don't want those people in your books.
Right, yeah, so. Exactly. Be careful who you let in the door. But, they had these escorts, the whole deal with them going out of state to help recruit and all that stuff. You think that was a nice deal?
Think that's ever happened before?
Yeah. But why didn't Tennessee do anything in the football program? Shows the power of college football.
Well,
they can sacrifice the basketball program.
Right.
Thanks so much,
Mark.
Appreciate the call.
Later.
All right.
Who do we got up next?
Very interesting. We're going to talk with Dr. John Braccio,
John
Regional Psychological Services. We may have a surprise in 10 o'clock hour. And then we're going to hear from Dave Jones down in Tuscaloosa, and we'll be back at the end of the hour, the end of the show, and we'll have our picks and wrap things up. We will be right back, and we'll have a little bit more opportunity to take calls, 393-3700. Again, you can follow us, 1320WILS.com, on the Jack and Tom Show.